Well, Mervyn, a blustery day down here in Mahragallan, but a 12-6 victory against Niamh Connell. That's your place now sealed in the quarterfinals, and particularly in the second half, you've played some lovely football and kicked some classy scores.
Ach, we did. Like, you know, I suppose the plan was to hold them as much as we could for the first half. Like, you know, and there is a blustery day, and I guess our guys are well used to that one. Like, you know, and we did. You've probably seen yourself that Eamon was in centre half back for the first half. Like, and you know, and again we pushed him on for the second half. So it's great to have that option with Eamon. Like, you know, Eamon is very versatile, like, and he can do that stuff. But we had the long range shooters as well, yeah. As opposed to the likes of Oran McNeillis, who can pin them from any angle. Like, you know, they spoke about Kieran Thompson last week in Glenties, like, you know, and these big long range classy scores. But like, we have Oran as well that can do that, like, and Manny and Mulligan as well, and these guys can do it as well, like, you know.
Yeah. What was the feeling at half time? You were chilling by 5-4. Did you feel that on the scoreboard that was a general reflection on how the half went?
I think it was, yeah, actually. Look, you know, with the wind that was there and everything else, you know, and I think we were kind of happy enough going in with 1 point down, considering, like, you know, and, you know, the thing we spoke about was not going nuts, basically don't go crazy, shooting from all angles, like, be composed and, you know, maybe get as many shots off as we could, like, you know, because we thought then we might be able to win some you know, some of the kick outs from their keeper as well, like, you know, that was basically the plan, like, you know.
Yeah, and that could be a hard thing to do, particularly in a big championship occasion like this where there's so much at stake.
Yeah, but you know, like we've kind of learnt a lot, I suppose, from last year. Like, you know, we've got a wee bit better around the middle of the park, and I think that's what we've kind of, you know, why we lost our you know, games last year. We lost it around that middle third, like, and I think we've kind of learnt a wee bit from that last year as well, like, you know.
Yeah. Then into the second half, Dave Connell got the opening score of the game, but really after that it was all about your boys. So it was, and as we said at the start, some classy scores, and when the openings presented themselves, they punished the opposition.
Yeah, I suppose, look, you know, another thing about this year, I suppose we're a lot fitter, I think, too. Like, you know, we got Michael Boyle's coming this year, like, as a trainer, like, and that's something we lacked last year. You know, we didn't have a trainer in the club, and it's very difficult to manage a team and train. And I think as a club ourselves, we're just starting to catch up on other teams. I know that Kilcar is as a trainer, and I know Glenys have trainers, and you know, I know all these, the better, you know, the bigger clubs have trainers, and it's obvious that you just can't do it, like, you know. So, you know, as a club we're starting to learn, and not just as a team, but, you know, like these 21 lads have come through as well, which has been a big addition to that senior team as well, like, you know.
Do you feel you have made a big statement in the championship then over the course of the last 7 days with 2-1s against two of the sides that would be seen as contenders as well?
Look, we got the 2-1s. The home advantage was massive here today. Like, I guess if we're in McCool Park, or, you know, it might have been a different game, and maybe the wind was, you know, was a bit of an advantage to us to a certain degree, knowing our own pitch and knowing the elements down here as such, like, you know. So, look, we'll see. It's a long road yet, like, you know.
Yeah, and you'll be looking to end out the group now with, I suppose, 100% record. Dunlow's next on the cards for you next weekend, and a one there will put you. You're in a strong place anyway, going to the quarterfinals, but in an even stronger position.
Ach, look, it'll be nice to finish it out now. Like, it's not very often, as I said to the lads, it's at the norm down here, as we'd struggle to get out of the groups, and, you know, even to top it, like, you know, you obviously get a better draw when you top your group, like, and, you know, it's fair as fair, and that's probably the way it should be. But look, we'll look to Dunlow next week now, and we'll do our best again at home, like, and they made nothing easy for Unions last night. So, like, and again, it's a local derby, so, you know, it's going to be championship football, and it won't be easy either, like, you know.